Yeah, it's just a testament of the hard work they put in. They've really, really been grinding, working hard at their technique. They're out early. They're staying late. A lot of time in the meeting room, getting coached up by their coaches. And you can see the growth and the development of each and every player. I think that they understand now that the better each one of them gets, it makes them all better. It makes the group better. And they have really shown it. They've really showed up, and their effort, their ability to play hard for just not letting up for 60 minutes. It's a testament to the work they put in. They really put in a lot of work.
Domenico's a guy that has shown up almost every week, it seems like, here and there. Not big plays, but consistently.
Very consistently. Just consistently playing hard, consistently understanding where he's supposed to be, consistently understanding it's a team defense. It's not one guy is bigger than the other, and they all work hard and work together. There's enough sacks and pressure to go around for everybody.
You've kind of wanted to wait until Khalil had like double-digit sacks to talk about him. What makes him so special? What makes him one of the top pass rushers in the league?
Well, a work ethic. He really is focused on being a really good player. It's really important to him. Just coming in every day and steady habits. He really studies the top rushers. He really studies his ability and his technique. You see his refining his technique and finding different ways to get to the quarterback. You know, he has speed. He has power. He's smart. He's able to combine all that. And then he has the ability to help develop the guys around him. You know, he gets better when the guys around him gets better. And you can see that the whole group is really growing together.
Losing Alden was supposed to make things tougher on him. It's been just the opposite. Why?
Well, having Alden was big for him to see a guy of his own stature and to talk to guy the way he was, and obviously with Justin Tuck. And then now it's enabled the other players to grow and to fill in. You see the emergence of Mario Edwards. He shows up now, and everybody is really working. Everybody really cares. They put a lot of value in working, technique, the effort, the study, and it really shows up. It's good to see the hard work show up on the field when the guys really put a lot of value into it.
The playoff odds are obviously slim, but they're still out there. You know, for you in your coaching and playing career, you're used to playing meaningful games this time of the year. You know, what can you share with some of the guys in the locker room that maybe aren't?
Well, you know, it might be strange to you, but they're all meaningful. You know, this is a very hard game, and, you know, we put a lot of our life into this. So they're all meaningful. You know, obviously it adds a little extra for everyone else if there's playoff implications. But, you know, we just want to be 1-0 each week and keep winning one at a time and see what happens and try to get better. I think our main issue was trying to get better and improve every week and not be error repeaters and really show improvements week after week, develop our players. We have a lot of young players. It's important for us to develop them, get them more consistent, more confident in each other as they grow. And then once we get that, then, you know, anything's possible.
What makes Aaron Rodgers such a dangerous quarterback?
Well, he's smart. He has a really good arm. He has a really good fast release. It really helps when people are around him that are pretty good. He has really good receivers. And then he has the ability to extend plays. Once he's in the pocket, he's just not going to sit there. He's going to move around, extend plays, and then the receivers have the ability to get open as he moves, and he's really quick and getting rid of the ball and very, very accurate.
Kenny's not what you would consider your typical running quarterback, but he can definitely do some damage to the team. How important is limiting, containing that aspect of the game?
Very important. We've had some running quarterbacks the last few weeks, so it's important for us to really shore up our rush plan, our gap control, really do a great job of staying with our receivers. And with a quarterback like this who likes to extend plays, we have to continue covering them all the way across the field. It's not a deal where you run route. They might run two or three routes on the same play. So it's important that we are disciplined in our coverage.
Dexter McDowell got some run this week. What do you like about his game? What's he done this year to show you he's ready to step up?
Well, Dex is developing. He's young. He's part of our young core group of defensive backs, depth, highly competitive, and he wants to play. And he's out here working early every day. And it's good to get the young guys some run, you know, get them out there and play a little bit, get a little seasoning, let them feel what it's like to be a pro player, and just see what his response will be.
What are his strengths right now? What does he have to work on?
Well, he has to work on everything. Every single thing he has to work on. But the first thing is technique, understanding the philosophy, staying on top, being aggressive, and just being in the right place and doing the right thing. being the type of player that you can be depended on by your coaches and your teammates.
Leon Orr got pulled up to 53 and then got some playing time Sunday. What do you like about him?
Big. He's long. He loves playing ball. He's a guy that, you know, we kind of tell ourselves we're a developmental squad or developmental coaching staff. He's a guy that we really see down the road. He's going to be a long, strong, major impact player in our defense.